I wish to thank my dear godbrothers and godsisters for being here. Shrimalati Prabhu, Niranjan Swami Maharaj, Shyam Sundar Prabhu, Guru Das Prabhu, Ms. Cindy, who has come all the way from America, to Srinathji Prabhu, Krishna Chandra Prabhu, and to all of you. It has been stated the historical significance of having this program here. Approximately 30 years ago, Srila Prabhupada gave a historic lecture on this very stage. One of the most influential politicians of all of India was sitting in the front row, and for a portion of the lecture, in front of everybody, Prabhupada was preaching to him of what his responsibility was as a leader of society. This Bharatiya Vidya Bhavan auditorium was very much full, and it was Shyam Sundar Prabhu that revealed one of the most wonderful secrets that all of the devotees of our temple worship on the altar of our hearts. How Srila Prabhupada came out of this auditorium and on the steps looked across the street and told Shyam Sundar Prabhu, we should have a temple here. And where he cast his glance is where Sri Sri Radha Gopinath are now residing. Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage was established in 1900, 104 years ago. And by the grace of the Lord, was put in the charge of our devotees. Srila Prabhupada wanted the highest treasure of bhakti available to everyone. Krishna explains in Gita, Aham Bija Pratapita. In fact, this was the message that Lord Nityananda Prabhu gave to everyone he met. Krishna is your mother. Krishna is your father. Krishna is your only real wealth. Krishna is your life and soul. Chant the name of Krishna. Worship Krishna. Tell others about Krishna. Lord Chaitanya told Nityananda Prabhu and Haridas Thakur, just tell everyone this. Nothing else. Just tell them this. And it was their enthusiasm. With this message, they made the greatest, most learned Brahmins, as well as the most degraded criminals, Jagai and Madhai, devotees. Factually, the planet Earth is a gigantic orphanage in the sense that those who forget who their eternal mother and who their eternal father is, they are all orphans. Srila Prabhupada, he traveled around the world time and again to remind us who is the eternal father and mother of the soul. He taught us how to access, appreciate, and realize the love of Krishna. Krishna loves every living entity infinitely and eternally. Krishna's love for us is an unlimited, bottomless ocean. He is Karuna Sindhu, vast ocean of kindness. And all suffering is because we have forgotten how Krishna loves us. Krishna explains in Gita, Suhrida Sarapabhutanam, that I am the best well-wishing friend of all living beings. But we have forgotten our friend. So this was Srila Prabhupada's message. Just remember the love of Krishna and reciprocate with our love. That is the ultimate perfection of all of our desires. Actually, the children of the Lady Northcote Hindu Orphanage are amongst the very, very few people in this planet who actually know who their mother and father is, and who are intimately connected in reciprocating with their love. And for that we must give all credit to His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and our previous acharyas. Otherwise, what would we really have to give? Many of these young boys, little tiny boys, when they came, they were coming from very, very horrible poverty. I remember one example of an elderly lady who was just working on a construction site, carrying rocks on her head from sunrise to sunset every day. She was a widow, and her pay at the end of the day was enough lowest quality wheat flour to make bread for her family for that day. And she had several children, and she wished, what can I do for my children? Can you take them? And that child came when he was very small. He was so grateful. Grateful just to get some food. Grateful to get some clothes. Grateful to get some education. And most of all, grateful because he understood it was all Krishna's mercy, the mercy of Vaishnavas. He became top of his class and a very wonderful, wonderful spiritual leader for all the other boys and most everybody he comes in contact with. We have another, that is Gyandev Prabhu. And we have Rupa Raghunath. When we first came, he was living in the orphanage, very much neglected. And because of his gratitude for what devotees had given him, now for years he was the head pujari of Radha Gopinath temple, and now he's leader of Sankirtan. Many of these children we have seen who have graduated from orphanage, they're certified accountants, they have businesses, they're starting families, they're doing wonderful. Materially, they're established, but they're devotees of Krishna, grateful, sincere, and earnest devotees of Krishna for the rest of their lives. And that is a very, very glorious offering to humanity. I will not say much, but I will reveal my heart. I'm so proud of all of you boys who are here. All of you boys who are in the orphanage and all of you who have graduated and are making wonderful, wonderful utilization of your valuable lives as examples for humanity to follow on all levels. Especially grateful to Radha Gopinath Prabhu, Madhusudan Prabhu also in the past. So much of their heart's energy, so much of their love. They don't get paid even one paisa. But year after year after year, just like the father and the mother of all these children, to Deepak and his good wife for their selfless service, and to all the congregation. Because if we really want to attract Krishna's heart, we must take responsibility. Krishna has given our congregation, he has given our family children who are practically helpless in this world. And to take responsibility as a family to help them grow materially, physically, emotionally, and spiritually is our great responsibility. And in taking that responsibility, we have the greatest opportunity to do something wonderful that will please Krishna. I wish to thank all of our children and all of you for making this ancient orphanage into a wonderful spiritual Gurukula, where people are finding the happiness in the association of devotees, in the worship of the Lord, and in the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. I thank you very much.